person, someone that understood the necessities of the Jewish time. Now, his grandfather, Herod, was the president of the Olympic Association, the World Olympic Association. The Romans had taken over the Olympic Games. It's before they came to Los Angeles. And he was the president of it. And he was asked by Claudius to once again undertake the sponsorship of the Olympic Games, and he toyed with the idea of bringing the Olympic Games to Jerusalem, something which I'm sure Teddy Kollek would do if he could. But Agrippa thought carefully about the matter, and he realized that it would not be correct for the Olympic Games to come to Jerusalem. There would be great problems. Religious problems, social problems. And he set out to convince the emperor that to allow him to resign that honor, and then that the games should be somewhere else. This was in the year 44 of the Common Era. On that visit, he died suddenly, unexpectedly. Now, again, we have no record as to whether he died of foul play or he died a natural death, but his death was a tremendous shock to the Jewish people and also in the Roman Empire. And his death marks the end of, for all effective time, of the Jewish state under the Romans. Because now, from the time of his death, for the next 20 years, there'll be constant turmoil, and then there will be the Great Revolution, and finally the destruction of the Jewish state and the temple by the Roman legions. Because his son, Agrippa II, who inherited the throne of his father, was a throwback to Herod. He was not like his father. He was a Roman, he was Hellenistic, he was anti-Jewish and anti-religious, and he undid in a very short period of time everything that his father had built up, so that the country began to disintegrate in front of his eyes. Now, I want to say a few words about how the country disintegrated, and then I want to spend the balance of the evening discussing the great historic event which occurs during this time, which is the rise of Christianity. The country, the Jewish people broke up into three warring groups. And when I say warring, I mean they actually had a civil war. One group, the Talmud calls them Sicricum. That's a Latin name. Today we would call it the Mafia, the Jewish Mafia. They were gangsters, outlaws, bandits. And they were a state within a state, a government within a government. And they were out only for themselves. Many of them were observant, but that has nothing to do with the matter here at all. One has to realize that. We're going to meet all of these groups when we discuss the revolution against Rome, because they each fought against Rome and they fought against each other at the same time. The second group were the Kanoim, or the Zealots, who were a strongly fundamentally nationalistic group who wanted to free the Jewish people from the oppression of Rome, and who were convinced somehow that they had the strength to do it, that they were going to be able to drive Rome out of Judea. The third group